Authority News. I'm John Scott. President Trump said today he may or may not order U.S. forces to attack Iran's nuclear sites, but he's calling on Iran's leadership to unconditionally surrender. Meanwhile, Israeli towns and villages continue to be bombarded by 300-pound ballistic missiles from Iran. Yael Eckstein, president of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, tells the Salem Radio Network that Iran's missiles are striking all over Israel.
Big city centers like Tel Aviv and Haifa and Jerusalem, but also small towns. I live near Haifa, but in a small suburb, and last night my house shook as a rocket landed just a few blocks away. So now more than ever, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground. We are the humanitarian first responders, equipped with food and clothing and the basics for peoples who, in a moment, had their homes destroyed.
Yael Eckstein spoke during an interview with nationally syndicated talk show host Mike Gallagher on the Salem Radio Network. The Fed keeps its key rate unchanged.
It marks the fourth straight meeting where the Federal Open Market Committee has kept its interest rate between 4.25 and 4.5%. The Fed assesses the economy is expanding at what it calls a solid pace while still hedging against inflation, which it forecasts to trend upward, while also factoring in its expectation of an upward tick in the unemployment rate and a decrease in economic growth. The Fed's rate often influences consumer costs for mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and business loans. George Williams, Washington.
In Dedham, Massachusetts, a jury has found Karen Reed not guilty of second-degree murder in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, but guilty of a lesser charge of drunk driving. This case has attracted international attention. On Wall Street, the Dow down 4 points, the Nasdaq up 50. This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for you.
That sounds like a comically obvious statement, but it is essentially the conclusion of a new study detailed in the Journal of Addictive Behaviors this month. The report says long-term use of porn leads to depression, self-loathing, and other forms of emotional distress. The report provides an interesting addendum to previous ones tracking the sharp increase in mental problems amongst American young people, most of whom are now introduced to pornography at an early age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 statewide anti-domestic and sexual violence coalitions are suing the Trump administration over requirements in grant applications that they don't promote gender ideology or run diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Rhode Island claims that the grant requirements would open for plaintiffs the federal regulation and enforcement actions, as well as lawsuits from private parties. This is SRN News. President Trump keeping to himself any decision whether the U.S. might strike against Iran, but analysts are reacting to one of his recent comments. MediaLine's Felice Friedson.
U.S. President Donald Trump has taken what some believe is a giant step towards inserting American forces into the theater of the Israel-Iran war. Worldwide fascination surged when Trump, who until now had been careful to restate Washington's status as a non-player, turned possessive when noting that we control the skies over Tehran. More than a semantic note, observers note a dwindling Israeli stockpile of munitions for which Jerusalem turns to the U.S. as it does for the feared bunker buster bomb, deliverable only by American flown B-2 bomber, and according to experts, the weapon necessary to blow up the Fordo nuclear facility, the target that will determine the war's outcome. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.